It wasn't every day that a king died. The great hall was filled with warriors, nobles, and priests, each dressed in their finest clothing or ceremonial armor. Brightly polished steel and studded leather glinted from under thick furs. Various family crests adorned breastplates, intricate knotwork, tooling steel and leather alike, setting the nobleman apart from the warrior. Each man had his finest weapon at his side, swords and axes. Even the priests had their ceremonial warhammers hanging from their belts. Elias looked out over the crowd, his eyes fixed on the door that led to his friend's chamber. He was head and shoulders taller than almost everyone in the room, so it was easy to see, even in the dim torchlight of the hall. A guard stood on either side of the door, and the crowd kept a respectful distance. The stiff, embroidered cloth of his dress tunic was uncomfortable. He rolled his shoulders, trying to move the seams to a place they didn't rub against his skin, but the garment was too well fitted. It had been made for him specifically for this occasion, but that didn't make it any more comfortable. He tugged on the hem, settling the garment against his skin, and let out a long sigh. Despite the crowd, the hall was rather quiet. There was a feast laid out upon the long table that ran the length of the room, and mead filled every cup. But there was none of the banter and rowdy merrymaking that normally filled the room. Brynjar had been a noble king, good and just, and his looming passage to the next world sat upon the feast hall like a wet blanket. The door to the king's chambers opened, and a white-robed priest stepped out. He beckoned to Brynjar's eldest son, Brant, and disappeared back into the darkened room. Brant, a tall, richly dressed man in his 40s, with white streaks in his black hair, stood and followed the priest, closing the door behind them. Brant was a good man, a strong warrior, and due to be Brynjar's successor. Elias had known him for his entire life. He would make a good king, provided the nobles accepted him as such. Elias took a slice of roast pork and a roll from the table, and meandered around the room, conversing with some of the men gathered there. Those men that were from the castle spoke with him openly, while the men from the surrounding territories were curt or ignored him entirely. In this hall full of men, he was the lone elf. Most of the northerners were not used to the presence of other races in their midst. The north was a very harsh place, and the men that lived there were very harsh men. The captain of the king's personal guard, a heavy-set, grey-haired man named Wilhelm, sat on a bench near the end of one of the tables. He nodded to Elias in greeting.
"Good eve to you, Elias."
Elias nodded back.
"Good eve to you."
He took a seat next to the old warrior. "Has there been any news from Brynjar?" Wilhelm shook his head.
"Nothing you and I haven't heard already. The sickness in his lungs has gotten worse and spread to the rest of his body. He burns now with a fever. He's not likely to see the sun rise."
He took a swig from his drinking horn.
"It's been a long time coming."
Elias nodded, feeling his stomach clench.
"Yes. Yes, it has."
Brynjar wasn't the first king he had seen pass. The men of Brynjar's line remained mighty until either a sickness or wound took them in their old age. His mind turned to the past, remembering when he had been brought to the foot of the great mountain, where these Northmen had made their hold. He'd been taken on as a ward of the chieftain of one of the southern kingdoms. As that man grew old, he was succeeded by his son, who had been a grown man when Elias had arrived, with a small child of his own. That child was Brynjar, who was now on his deathbed. Elias had watched Brynjar grow, had trained with him, attended his wedding, and held his son on the day of his birth. The second chieftain, Brynjar's father, was fond of hunting elk when he wasn't busy fighting with rival tribes, uniting the north into what passed for a kingdom. No matter the season, whether they were in rut or not, he could be found hunting elk with a spear, bow or lance, wherever they travelled along the rivers and valleys. His passion for hunting proved to be his undoing when he was gored by a particularly large buck. He lingered just long enough to pass on his legacy to Brynjar, now grown to a man with a family of his own. Elias stayed as his friend and confidant, though he was in no way an advisor. Elias was pulled out of his memories when two warriors, their armor covered with bearskin cloaks, pushed their chairs away from the table, leaving half-eaten plates and half-drank tankards of ale. He watched them go, his stomach clenching tighter. Every time a king died, his place in the north became uncertain for a time. Wilhelm's hand on his shoulder brought him back.
"Don't worry, lad. You've been a part of the north longer than they have. We'll be sure to remind them of that if their protests become too visceral."
Elias nodded and ate his meal in silence, sitting near to the captain. It seemed like an eternity before the door opened again, and the white-robed priest called Elias's name. The quiet conversation in the hall stopped abruptly as he stood and walked towards the king's chambers. He could feel every eye in the room follow him as he ducked through the door, drawing it closed and shutting out their stifling gaze.